Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Amazing love, how can it be? You broke the chains and set me free. You fill my life with joy untold. You light my spirit, you feed my soul. Now I want to let the whole world know of all you've done for me. I want to praise your name. Amazing love, how can it be? You sent your son to die for me. He took the blame, carried my shame all the way to Calvary. When I thought I was forever lost, you caught my falling soul. I wanna love you more. Amazing love, amazing love, amazing. Amazing love, how can it be? You would give your life for me. You bring such comfort to my soul. You raise me up and make me whole. Now I want the whole world know of all eternally. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And now
Jesus Christ.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
We pray.
You are the one.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drip back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
On a hill called Calvary stands an endless mercy tree. Every broken, weary soul find your rest and be made whole. Stripes of blood that stain its frame, shed to wash away our shame. From the scars pure love released, salvation by the mercy tree. Sky between two thieves, on the blameless Prince of Peace, bruised and battered, scarred and scorned, sacred head pierced by our thorns. It is finished, was His cry. The perfect Lamb was crucified. His sacrifice, our victory. Our Savior chose the mercy tree. Went dark that violent day, the whole earth quaked at love's display. 3 days silent in the ground, this body bore for heaven's crown. On that bright and glorious day, when Jesus Christ has overcome.
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
Shepherd of the sheep. great shepherd of the sheep, lead us back to thee.
King of creation, oh my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration, adoration. Praise ye the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously sustaineth. How oft in grief hath he not brought thee relief? Wings of his mercy did shade.
Praise ye the Lord.
Saves, spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Shout to the world, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout to the world, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
He's been faithful and true.
Look what God has done for you. Look what God has done for you. See what he has brought. can do. Look what God has done for you.
When you were in trouble, he was your dearest friend. When you needed someone, he was there till the end.
Strong, mighty tower, you can always run to.
Look what God has done for you. Look what God has done for you. See what he has brought you through. He's done what no other can do. Look what God has done for you. Look what God has done for you. See what he has brought you through. Can do. Look what God has done for you. He's done what no other can do. Look what God, look what God, look what God has done.
I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things he's done. He meets my every need. You know he's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done.
For all he's done.
Still be many more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank him for his son, and that's enough to praise the Lord for all he's done.
For all he's done.
Just begun,
and I can't help but praise the Lord for all.
invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Your plea. to see you through. His promises are true. Yes, God's gonna see you through. God's listening every time your heart speaks. So lay those heavy burdens down at His feet. God knows, God sees, He promises are true. Yes, God's gonna see you through. God's gonna see.
Christ has regarded my
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, God is for us. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39 say, For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Of all the books in the world, the greatest is unquestionably the Bible. Of all the books in the Bible, Romans is arguably one of the best. And within Romans, chapter 8, in my opinion, is its crown. In that chapter, one phrase shines out to me like a jewel. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Why do I love this verse so much? Because it assures me that whatever my need, God's triumphant power is ready to supply it. We had a terrible week filled with troubles. Last month, our family moved to an unreached city in Turkey for a 3-month special assignment. Some Protestant friends had helped arrange housing for us, but things weren't working out quite the way we had hoped. The place we were moving into was dirty and required a few days of cleaning. Cockroaches made sudden appearances all over the kitchen just to taunt my wife. During the first 3 days of cleaning, the electricity in our building was shut off. When the electricity was finally restored, we discovered that with every flush of the toilet, the tank was filling with hot water. The building was plumbed that way by mistake, our landlord told us. There is nothing that can be done. Other than flushing away money, several other problems were of concern, including a neighbour who watched very loud television at 4 a.m. every morning. We also heard the sizzle of electricity arcing in the bathroom wiring. Perhaps the most serious concern was the black mould that was rapidly multiplying on the concrete walls in the bedrooms despite our efforts to remove it. Other problems compounded our housing woes that week. I had bought a second-hand bike to ride in the city. I had owned it less than a day when it was stolen from our building. The same week, our car had engine trouble, and I was stranded in the city 3 times. My wife's cell phone died that week, leaving her clueless as to my whereabouts with the car troubles. Later in the week, I fell while playing soccer with the kids and had to go to the hospital for x-rays. It was painful, but no bones were broken. What a week! While limping around at the auto mechanic's garage, I called my landlord about an additional electric problem, and he said in passing, If your electric bill is extra high, it may be because the building manager is inflating the numbers. He is dishonest, and you can help me catch him. I hung up the phone and said to myself, I have got to get my family out of this place. But how? And where could we move? We needed a furnished apartment for 3 months without a contract. Also, I needed to rent directly from an owner because realtors require an extra month's rent up front. Where should I start looking? Could I find such a deal in short order? I prayed that God would help me. As Martin Luther's hymn says, "The right man was on my side." The next day, after our boys' schooling, I asked them if they wanted to hunt for the bike thief. They were more than excited. After 10 minutes, I changed the game and told them to keep their eyes open for an apartment in a good spot. In this giant city, there are no houses, just apartments. Apartments for rent have big yellow signs hanging from their balconies with a phone number. I called on 5, but none came furnished. I found a neighbourhood I really liked because of its proximity to a vast area of sand dunes and pines, a great place for the boys to roam. But I was disappointed to find no for rent signs. However, I did see one for sale sign. I have called to inquire about hundreds of apartments while in Turkey. Apartments for student missionaries, for our church, for an office for our publishing company, and apartments for our family. But I have never asked about a house that was for sale. I dialed the number and in Turkish quickly explained to the man that we were a foreign family only in the area a short time and we needed a furnished apartment. Would he, by chance, be willing to rent to us? He said the apartment was furnished and not being used. I hadn't thought of renting it because I have relatives who are coming from abroad in 3 months and they will use it then. 3 months? Wow, just the time we needed it. I told him we would love to look at the place and he agreed to show it to me. I raced home excitedly to inform my wife. An hour later, we went to meet the Turkish owner and his Norwegian wife. The apartment was spacious, clean, and well furnished. The owner asked me what I did for a living. I typically don't give a straight answer to those kinds of questions until I know a person a bit. This time, however, I said, "I am a preacher." He was surprised and pondered for a moment. Then he surprised me. My wife's brother is something called a pastor. Do you know what that is? Then he said slowly, "He is an Adventist. Do you know that group?" In 8 years here, I have never met a Muslim Turk who knew what an Adventist was. I smiled broadly and shared our background. Immediately, we were friends. We laughed together as our world suddenly became very small. The Norwegian wife, who had been distanced from the church for many years, told us her Adventist sister was visiting her right then from Norway. So, without hesitation, we went over to their home and visited. A few years ago, I preached at a camp meeting in Norway. We soon found we had some friends in common, and the circle was complete. We learned the sister was recovering from cancer, so I prayed a special prayer for her as we all joined hands together in their living room. It was a tender moment. As we were leaving, the Turkish apartment owner said, "You know, I hung up our for sale sign just 15 minutes before you called." 15 minutes! God is for us. Meticulous as a map maker and devoted as a mother, God steadfastly seeks our good. What an awesome God we serve, who arranges things with such care. Romans 8 verse 31 places us in a position of serene safety. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8 verse 32 explains the extent of God's eagerness to help us. It says, in essence, look, God didn't even spare his own son but gave him up to rescue you. What would he withhold from helping you? What astounding joy to find myself within the great wheels of God's omnipotence. Not wheels of chance, but of orchestrated, loving care. Did God connect us with this beautiful apartment and family for our good or for theirs? Did he allow our difficult first week just as a setup so we would give him greater glory at the unveiling of his providence? Had he put us in the first awful apartment for some unknown reason? I know there is a bike thief who received 3 days of prayer he might not have gotten otherwise. God's ways are beyond finding out. However, this we do know. All things work together for good to those who love God. Romans 8, verse 28. Can you picture this scene in your imagination? The Bible shows us God in his high and holy place, not in a state of inactivity, not in silence and solitude, but surrounded by 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of holy beings, all waiting to do his will. Through these messengers, he is in active communication with every part of his dominion. By his Spirit, he is everywhere present. Through the agency of his Spirit and his angels, he ministers to the children of men. Above the distractions of the earth, he sits enthroned. All things are open to his divine survey. And from his great and calm eternity, he orders that which his providence sees best. The Ministry of Healing, page 417. When life's burdens seem too heavy to carry, see God on his throne. He is for us. Someone has said, stop talking to God about how big your mountains are and start talking to your mountains about how big your God is. When God plans, he plans entirely for our good. And when he plots entirely for the overthrow of our enemy. When it seems like hell's cannons have found your range and are shattering your days, meditate on this. God is for you. You might be just 15 minutes away from realizing that you have been in the midst of a miracle all along. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 481. There is a lesson for us in this experience of Paul's, for it reveals God's way of working. The Lord can bring victory out of that which may seem to us discomfiture and defeat. We are in danger of forgetting God, of looking at the things which are seen, instead of beholding by the eye of faith the things which are unseen. When misfortune or calamity comes, we are ready to charge God with neglect or cruelty. If he sees fit to cut off our usefulness in some line, we mourn, not stopping to think that thus God may be working for our good. We need to learn that chastisement is a part of his great plan and that under the rod of affliction, the Christian may sometimes do more for the Master than when engaged in active service. God is for us was written by Barnabas Hope of Adventist Frontier Missions. It's used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions. Adventist Frontier Missions seeks to establish indigenous Seventh Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can visit afmonline.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Hi, folks. Nice to be with you again. William Ackland here. And today I would like to share another one of my poems, and this one is entitled I'll Tell Him. When my day is all distressed and I feel in need of rest, I will go to him in humble prayer. I will go to him with every care. I'll tell him what's on my heart. I'll unburden from the start. And he will show his forgiving face. He will shed on me his saving grace. Then I'll know real joy again as he takes away my pain. Hope's light now shines upon my path, and I have his peace instead of wrath. Now I shall sing with joy again, in the sunshine and in the rain, for my Father always bears me up. He offers to me his quenching cup. I shall praise his name forever.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.